Logan, I know you guys, you know, run the ball fairly well throughout the year, but it seems like something may have changed a little bit between that Miami game week 15 and the Baltimore game in week 16. It was something that you guys saw in either one week to the next? Was something about Baltimore specifically? Was something that you guys looked at yourselves and said, this is what we're capable of? Maybe did something change at all between those 2 weeks that maybe has led to some of the success you've had in the 3 games since?
Well, I think we blocked better. I think the backs have ran better. It's just a combination of everything. It's just not the line. The tight ends, their fullback. On those big long runs, you need receivers blocking, so it's just a total group effort, and I think we've all done a better job.
Logan, you've been here a while. You were on the team that went 18-0 and won. How do you compare this team, when you look at it, to so many first-year guys who have fit in? People say, well, maybe on paper it's not as talented as some of those other teams. How do you manage to have success, even though you're not that track record individual players?
Right, like you said, on paper, but the games aren't played on paper, they're played on the field, and it's always a total group effort, and you just need everyone working together. And we've got guys that make plays at crucial times, guys that play well together, guys that know their roles, guys that fit the system well, and when you put all those guys together, you can have a good success.
Logan, over on your left, can you speak to the importance of a Wednesday practice in terms of set the tone for the week? And is Wednesday maybe a more difficult day for a guy to miss, or more challenging for a player to make up and stay in practice later in the week?
I don't know. Wednesday is very important, though. It sets the tone for your week. If you have a crappy Wednesday, you got to make some stuff up on Thursday, so it's always good to start the week off right and stay on track, and so you're not trying to make up other plays or install other things. So Wednesday is always very important for us.
Joe? Logan, can you just talk about LeGarrette Blount and kind of what he means to this team and how far he's come this season for you guys?
Yeah, LeGarrette, he's been great. He's been a great teammate for us, a great locker room guy, fun to be around. And then you see the production he's had, especially here lately. He's been a force out there, and nothing gets us happier than to see him play that way, and hopefully he can keep it up.
Logan, can a running game get on a hot streak, like a three-point shooter or something, and get on a hot streak where you guys just feel like no one can stop you?
I hope so. I don't know. You know, those guys across the line are getting paid too, and they're pretty good players, so you're always going to run into a tough opponent, and I think this week's going to be a tough one. But we're going to try to do our best, and we'll see what happens.
Logan, to your left here. It was less than 2 months ago that you saw these guys, but does it feel like that both teams are pretty different, both your offense and maybe their defense?
Yeah. Well, when you look at them defensively, they've lost a few guys, so they're a little bit different, but their scheme's the same. So I think our scheme's pretty much the same, but we always tweak it here and there, so we'll see what happens.
Just wanted to ask you a little bit about the running game of late and the contributions you've been getting from the tight ends. You know, you lose a guy like Gronk, and we all know what he means to this offense, especially the passing game, but just the little things that he did in the running game too seems to go unappreciated. And how have these guys stepped up to kind of help fill the gap?
Definitely. I think with the game the way it is now, no one ever talks about a blocking tight end. It's how many catches they have, and the tight ends on our team have been vital to our running success, and they've done a great job. They don't get much credit for it, but you're never going to get to the edge if your tight end can't block, and there's a lot of plays we run right behind those guys, so they've got to do a good job for our backs to have any success.
Logan, I remember when you first came in here as a rookie, you had your introductory press conference, and it was you had some brief comments, let's put it that way. You're very much a rookie, and now you've been around. Do you consider yourself, with this unit of offensive linemen, do you consider yourself to be a leader of this group now? And what is the chemistry like between everybody?
Well, we get along good. Linemen usually do. We hang out a lot together. We do a lot of things together. We enjoy being around each other. So, am I the leader of the line? I don't know. That's you can ask those guys, but I know we're a tight-knit group. We always pull for each other, and we enjoy being around each other.
Logan, following a little bit along the same lines, you came here in 2005 after a string of three Super Bowls in 4 years. You've been an All-Pro, you've been in Pro Bowls, you have contract situations, you're back. It's been a pretty amazing ride for you here with this team. Can you reflect just for a minute on all that's happened in the 8 or 9 years that you've been here and how important it is for you as you become a step away from your third Super Bowl appearance?
Yeah, it has been a long ride, but when you say 9 years, it seems like a long time, but it's flown by, and that's the one thing about this game. You can say you're in the game a long time, but it feels like it's gone like that. So, you know, it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. I just hope it continues for a few more years and hopefully a successful one this year.
Logan, talk about, if you would, the ability to run on the road and maybe how challenging it is as an offensive line to deal with the noise that you'll be facing at Mile High.
Yeah, the noise is tough. But we've played in loud stadiums all year, and sometimes we do a good job with it, sometimes not such a good job. And Sunday will be tough. That place will be rocking. Their fans will be excited. But, you know, it comes down to discipline, communication, all those things put together. And we're usually pretty good at that, though.
Just a quick follow-up. Is the noise more difficult, run blocking, pass blocking, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. The noise doesn't matter once it comes down to blocking. The noise just limits your communication.
We talk a whole lot about what Peyton does the line, how he gets them in the right situation. Could you talk about what your guy does? Because I don't think enough people talk about that. I mean, how much does he provide in that area?
Oh, yeah, Tom, he does a great job of that. He might not be as animated or have as many calls as Peyton does, but he, 99% of the time, he gets us in the right check, and we end up having a successful play because of the check that he makes.
Over here. Just curious, as a line, would you guys prefer if you're dominating, having success in the run game, or if you're dominating, having success in the pass game? Which kind of does more for you guys emotionally and attitude-wise?
As long as we're scoring points, we're happy. You can't win if you don't score, so it doesn't. If we're throwing the ball well, we're happy. If we're running the ball well, we're happy, as long as we score.
Final question.
I think a lot of us really surprised over the last 2 weeks of just how well the Garretts played. Are you guys just as surprised as everybody else is? And is there anything earlier in the year that you saw that showed you this kind of ability that he showed over the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think for the linemen, I think his speed has surprised us, but we saw that a couple times early in the season. So, but it's just opportunities. He's gotten enough opportunities here lately, and the holes have been pretty good. So he does a great job of having patience and finding the hole. First of all, he doesn't overrun it. He doesn't cut it too soon. He gives you time to get your block made, and then he hits it going forward. And the most impressive thing is the way he's just dragging people. It's no one's just arm tackling him. He's not going down with just one guy. So he's always gaining yards even after contact, which is very impressive. And it's great to have a guy doing that.
Thank you, Logan.
Thank you.
While we're trying